previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
What are you three up to?
Oh, nothing much, really. We just wanted to introduce you to our little army. Hit it, Dr. Disco!
With pleasure!
The conversion button, you nitwit! Not your disco music!
Whoops! Sorry!
Behold! Our army of robots! I present to you my...
Our?
Army of Robot Wildcats.
I thought Dr. Disco didn't like Ratiform. When did they become friends?
You are outnumbered, Starkeepers. The portal star is mine. I mean ours.
Ratiform must have turned Dr. Disco into some sort of conversion device. It changed all the Wildcats into robots.
Oh, great. Now we've got robots with claws and really sharp teeth.
Kids, now would be a really great time to take some action and use those supercharged powers of yours.
Right.
What about me?
I don't think that's a good idea, Tank. You already get pretty big when you use your normal Starkeeper powers, so who knows what could happen if they're supercharged.
I'm with Leo. It's too risky. Maybe just stand to the side for now, Tank. Leo, Bubbles, and I can handle it. You can keep the portal star safe.
But I... Okay. Guess I'll just stand over here then and cheer you guys on.
This is going to be so much fun! You know, minus the robot army and stuff.
Bubbles!
Yep, on it! Whoop!
Close one. Wait, Strider, what are you going to do? You don't have any powers.
Don't worry about me, Leo. I've been working on something that would let me help in situations like this. I don't have powers, but... Say hello to my new Thunderbat.
Steve, now's our chance. While Ratiform is distracted by the battle, we can steal the portal star!
While Dr. Disco and that creepy puppet are distracted by the battle, I can steal the portal star. Ah!
You!
You!
It's Steve!
Where are you two going?
I could ask you the same thing.
To get the portal star?
Did the sock just say portal star?
What? Steve, you are such a comedian. Portal star? What Steve meant was popcorn. Popcorn to watch the Starkeepers lose to our robot army. What were you doing?
Yes, I was also getting popcorn, yes. So you should just go back to the battle and let me get the popcorn for all of that.
No, please, let me.
No, I insist.
No, we're getting the portal star. I mean, popcorn, lady.
On second thought, let's get the popcorn later.
Agreed.
I wish I could help them, but maybe Leo's right. Who knows what would happen if I used my powers? What if I turn into something scary? Or I accidentally make things worse? No, I'll just sit still and not do anything. I'm sure they'll be fine. The portal star is making noise and flashing, but why? That's weird. The portal star almost seems to be reacting to the prairie drum trees. Strider did say they're connected to Planet Ozuno's core. Maybe something's wrong with the core?
These drumming trees are the perfect cover for sneaking up on people. That starkeeper can't hear me at all. What's his name? Hank? Yes, Hank. Now, if I could just steal the portal star from him without him using his starkeeper powers. Maybe if I climb one of these prairie drum trees, I can see the best way to sneak up and steal it. Drum tree! Dumb sticks! Stupid nature! When I take that portal star, I'm going to make sure you are the first thing my robot army destroys! I must figure out how to get the portal star in return before Dr. Disco and his sock puppet realize I am gone!
Hello, Professor! Smelly form!
Ah! Sock puppet!
Pretty form! We were wondering where you snuck off to!
Me? Snuck off? No, I wouldn't do that. I was just admiring these prairie drum trees.
Aha! Betrayal! Admiring trees without us!
Yes, yes, how rude of me. Let me make it up to you. If you stand right next to that prairie drum tree, you will have an excellent view to admire them.
I see, but won't the tree try to hit me if I get too close?
No, not at all. I'm sure the tree won't hit you and knock you out, so I can grab the portal star for myself.
That is oddly specific.
Is it? You should go stand under the tree.
If I didn't know any better, I would think you are trying to trick me.
Dr. Disco! I would never trick you like that. We're partners.
Right. Partners. Well, it is a nice tree.
Yes.
Oh, would you look at that? I think we're winning! Another time, Professor Ediform. Come along, Steve!
Just you wait, you fools. I'll figure out how to get that portal star and then have my robot army turn on you. Then I will be the true winner of this battle.
Robots! Strider, please tell me you're having better luck on your side!
Definitely not.
My tidal waves aren't helping either! There's just too many!
See? Even with your special power, you're still star losers!
Yeah! Losers!
Oh no! The robot army is starting to win! That's it. I'm helping. Leo, take the portal star and keep it safe.
Tank, what are you doing here?
Go back on the sidelines, Tank.
No, I believe I can do this, and it's time to put my faith into action. Everyone, stand back.
You kids weren't kidding when you said Tank could get big.
Woo! Way to go, Tank! You're as big as a mountain!
Yeah, come on, Tank! Now you can take care of the robot!
What was that, you guys?
I said, destroy the robots!
Sorry, I can't hear you. You are all so tiny. I'm just going go ahead and take care of the robot.
This doesn't look too good, Dr. Disco!
No, my precious robot army!
What was that?
The sound seems to be coming from the planet core. Let me put my ear to the ground and listen.
What is it? What do you hear, Strider?
Nothing good. The planet's core is out of rhythm. That could explain why the prairie drum trees have been so loud lately. They were trying to get the core back on beat.
So what does that mean?
If the core can't get back into rhythm, the planet will be destroyed. And from the sound of it, we don't have a lot of time.